My connection to Baltimore's creative community comes through my mother. My mother's name is Juanita Jackson. She's a poet. And in fact, I love performing at Creative Alliance because when this was a movie theater, the Dollar Movie Theater, my mother had 9 children. And it'd be 6 of us at one time. And we would come here to watch movies, and the baby carriage was our food. It was the snacks. It was sandwiches, fried chicken, Kool-Aid, all of that. Because when a woman is walking in with 6 children, you just assume there's a 7th. My mother was a Baltimore girl. She went to Dunbar. She grew up in East Baltimore. She had a bunch of friends that went to Lake Clifton. And I was born in New York. She moved to New York as a poet, you know, like artists do. My early memories of going to Greenwich Village and just being just surrounded by creativity. We moved to Baltimore. Me and my siblings were in foster care. We moved to Baltimore in 1989. I was 9 years old. And from that point, my mother just proceeded to teach me everything about Baltimore. I knew about Pennsylvania Avenue, Billie Holiday. We would ride around, and she would just show me where things used to be, what Baltimore was. And it was like, for her to be back home, it was this gem that she loved. And I grew to appreciate that. We grew up going to open mics and shows and fundraisers for Black Panthers that were all, you know, poets and musicians. And she knew that we were artists. She didn't force us to be artists, but she would guide us. I remember my first poem. I wrote it like a lot like how she would do a poem. And she sat there, and when I finished, she was like, "You writing like me. Won't you write like you?" And that's pretty much when I started rapping. And she passed away in 2013. And if anybody in here has ever lost a parent, it's one of the toughest things you ever go through. I know that it changed me. And on top of that, I had to put the funeral together. And so it was a really, really rough time. Luckily, I had a lot of love, a lot of support, a lot of, you know, people around me that said, "Hey, you know, grieve how you grieve, you know, it's okay." But after her service, there was a whole day that I had a break. I could just cry. I just laid around and cried. But Sunday, Soul Cannon had a show at Scapescape. And I wanted to go. I knew that she would have wanted me to you know, go and do my thing. And when I showed up to the corner of North and Charles, it was like the embrace of love that I got that day was tremendous. I remember at some point, me and Boehner Woods jumped in a car and went somewhere. Sam from Future Islands was there. Rest in peace, OG Dutchmaster. I remember hanging out with him. Wendell Patrick was there. Jay Pope, Black Root. You know, my guys in Soul Cannon, and they all were like hugging me and just giving me love, like this just huge hug. And I remember Katrina. My favorite band in Baltimore is Celebration. If anybody knows Celebration, my favorite all-time band is Celebration. And at the time, I didn't know any of them in Celebration, but Katrina, the lead singer, she had started this project called Mount Royal. And they closed out that night. And she did this song about pain. And I remember standing there and just like, it was like she was talking to me. Like the pain that I was dealing with, I had not felt that kind of pain before. And she was singing this song, and it just felt like she was singing it to me. And so my man Zach at the time, he knew her, and I said, "Yo, can you like introduce me to Katrina?" I was a straight fanboy. I ain't care. I was like, I want to meet Katrina. And so he's like, "Yeah, come on." So I go backstage, and she's back there. And he introduced us, and I said, "That song that you did, Pain," like, and she looked me in my eyes and she said, "You know Pain, don't you?" And I just started bawling. I mean, I just, all the tears just flying out. Now, mind you, there is total chaos going on around us. It's the end of Scapescape, people packing shit up, you know, people drunk, everybody headed to the Crown. It's all kind of just chaos going on around me. But me and Katrina shared that moment, and I knew, I was like, you know, my mother wants this for me. She wants me to be a Baltimore creative. This is who she raised me to be. And I've never regretted one moment of it. I got a song with Joyce Scott. I got a song I got songs with all kinds of people that, you know, I just love and appreciate. Andre DeShields, a couple years ago, Tony Award-winning actor from Baltimore. Me and him got to do a song together. Right now, my daughter is a freshman at Baltimore School for the Arts, which is the same school I went to. My oldest daughter is right now touring with the Mrs. Doubtfire musical. And my middle daughter is living in New York, you know, trying to be a songwriter. And the other day she was working, she's waiting tables, as artists do. And she's working in this restaurant, and my sister just randomly walked into the restaurant. And she sat down, she got seated, and her waitress name was Juanita. And my daughter texted me, she was like, "Auntie Naya just randomly walked into my restaurant." And I know that that was my mother. And I know that everything that I've experienced in Baltimore and its creative community has been more than I could ever ask for. And I hope that she's proud of me, but I know that this is her gift to me. And so I thank you all. Shout out to Jessica and Laura. Happy 20th anniversary. But everybody that came up here, this is a beautiful city. I'm super proud of it. I will smack the shit out of anybody. That try to talk down on us. So, everything I do for y'all and for Juanita. Peace.